One point about offering the mirror and saying so everyone can learn. Actually, showing the mirror, it's part of the puja. It's not generally done as part of the arati. But this particular arati is called Shringar arati, the one after the dressing. Shringar means dressing and decoration, specifically decoration. So after dressing and decorating the deities, a mirror is shown to them to see how they're nicely dressed. In some places they do it just as the deities open, but generally it's done before the deities are open, after the dressing. Just the mirror is shown to them, not that it's offered as an arti, part of arti paraphernalia. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Vasudev, not Vasudev. There's a difference between Vasudev and Vasudev. What's the difference? You can say. You said? And so one is with a long A, first A long, and the second is short. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 3, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, Srila P.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON. Yaswanubhavam akhila shruti saram ekam adhyatma deepam atitirshitam. Adhyatma deepam atitirshitam tamongham samsarinam karunayaha purana guhyam tam vyasasunam upayami gurum muninam. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam to the sages at Nainisharanya, Suta Goswami is offering his respectful obeisances to his spiritual master Shukadeva Goswami, from whom he received this knowledge of Bhagavatam. This is the parampara system. One who hears perfectly from a perfect master, he is competent to again teach that to others. And what is the symptom of a perfect master? That he has also heard from a perfect master. Shukadeva Goswami heard from Vyasadeva, who is the most perfect of masters, being the incarnation of God, for presenting the Vedic literature. Now, it's not just a matter of hearing. Hearing, just like in an academic course, you hear the subject matter, you repeat it on the paper, and you get your pass. This knowledge, it's not simply knowledge that is written down like ABC, but that knowledge has to be realized also. So here's mention about Shukadev Goswami, Swanubhavam. He personally assimilated this knowledge. Swa means personally, and Anubhav means experience. So he had personal experience or realization of the subject matter. Therefore, the Bhagavatam became even more relishable when spoken by him. Shukamukhad amrita dhruva sangyutam. It has become even more relishable having been this knowledge of Bhagavatam having been mixed with the nectarian realization of Shukadeva Goswami. Prabhupada gave the example of the spiritual master. He's like a peon or postman, that he simply receives and he delivers. Sometimes Prabhupada said, I do not claim that I am perfect, but I'm simply delivering this perfect knowledge. If the postman, he's given a packet with $1 million, his job is to deliver it, that's all. However, as I was saying, it's not simply mechanical, because there has to be some realization. In the case of the postman, he has to deliver it, not steal it. That is his realization, to act in the constitutional position as a postman. So this knowledge of Krishna consciousness received in Shastra can be delivered when one is a faithful servant of Krishna. That is the realization. From understanding that I am the servant of Krishna, from assimilating this fact, one becomes realized. Because that is the very meaning of realization. Mm. And this knowledge, that is the essence of all the Shastra. Yaswanubhavam akila shruti saram. This, what has he realized? What has he realized? Shukadev, what does he realize? Shruti, that which is heard. The Vedic literature has to be heard, learned by hearing, not by speculation. It's not that you just pick up a book and you read it and you become self-realized. You have to hear from those who have realized. And there's a process for hearing also that is described in Bhagavad Gita. Tadviti panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanena tattva darshana. One must approach the realized souls, first of all, in humility. Panipat means offering obeisances. Actually, you can't hear unless you're humble. Someone who has a challenging attitude, they can't hear. Sometimes when we're trying to preach to people and get a point over to them, because they don't hear, they say the most ridiculous things. I had this experience of saying to someone, they're saying, no, the material life is very nice. What's wrong with it? So I was saying, well, disease is concomitant with material life. Death is concomitant with material life. That's not very nice. But what is an axiomatic fact that disease and death are miserable, they can't accept. They said, no, what's wrong? So then I say, so I'll shoot you in the head right now? Yeah, it's okay, it's all nice, everything's nice. Such people should be shot. Anyway, the point is you have to hear submissively and with a service attitude. Then you can hear properly. Spiritual master or a spiritual teacher is not obliged to speak to anybody and everybody. Although he may preach the basic principles of Krishna consciousness to everybody, he speaks to those who are ready to hear. And this is the process for receiving spiritual knowledge, to hear. Therefore the Vedas are called Shruti, that which is heard. Of course there are so many things which are heard. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nunang Santi Sahasrashana Apashyatam Atmatattvam Griheshu Grihamedhinam. There are those who are Grihamedhis, those who are insanely attached to their family life. They have many subjects for hearing. They like to discuss so many things about politics, sports, fashions, health, so many things. But what is the essence of life? What is the meaning of life? That they don't see the necessity for that. So Shruti means that which is heard, and it particularly means knowledge of the Absolute Truth. So a spiritual master means one who has heard that knowledge, therefore he is called Shrotriya, means one who has heard. That Vijnanatam Sagurum Ivadiha Chit. It's in the Shastra, it is recommended that you should approach it's compulsory to approach a spiritual master for getting spiritual knowledge. And its qualification is given, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. Shrotriyam means one who has heard, and again, Swanubhava. He's assimilated, that means Brahmanishtam. Brahmanishtam means he's fixed in the knowledge of the Absolute Truth. Not that he's simply heard, but he's amalgamated, he's made that his very life. So the Shruti, that is the vast body of Vedic knowledge. Here is mentioned, Akhila Shruti Saram, that which is the cream or the essence of all the Vedas. But what is the essence of all the Vedic knowledge? Vedaischa sarvera hameva vedyaha. The goal of Vedic knowledge is to understand Krishna. The cream of the Vedic knowledge was collected by Vyasadeva in Vedanta Sutra. And Vyasadeva compiled the commentary on Vedanta Sutra called Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is described in its own text as Saram Saram Hiyudaharitam. It is the cream, it is the collected cream of Vedic knowledge. The Vedanta Sutra is the cream of Vedic knowledge. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the cream of the cream, creme de la creme. Just like we have ghee. There is milk. And from milk, the thick yogurt is produced, and then from that, the cream is extracted, and then from that comes ghee. So this is the essence of the essence of Vedic knowledge, is to understand Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul, but still he took the trouble to study such a vast text as Srimad Bhagavatam, because the Srimad Bhagavatam is in relation with Krishna. Simply to be liberated is not enough. It's not the final word in the absolute of understanding the Absolute Truth. Become liberated is not the final stage. Real liberation, or the highest stage of understanding the Absolute Truth, is to understand Krishna. Liberation means to understand, I'm not this body. not just theoretically, but to realize that. However, that knowledge is not sufficient. You have to act on the platform of not being the body. If someone says, I'm not this body, that's true. But then, what are you? Simply to say, Aham Brahmasmi, that's all right, but it means you're spiritual. But what is your duty as a spiritual being? Therefore, engagement in Krishna consciousness confirms our being on the spiritual platform. Being spiritual beings, we are supposed to act on the spiritual platform of service to Krishna. If you simply understand, I'm not this body, but you don't understand who you are or what you're supposed to do, then your liberation is incomplete. It's just like if you're sick with a fever, you're lying on the bed. So if you become cured in due course of time from your fever, that's very nice. But having been cured from the fever, you should get out of bed and do something. Simply to be cured is not sufficient. You have to perform activities in your cured condition. Otherwise, if you simply lie on your bed, then without any activity, then it's quite likely you may get sick again. Without proper or meaningful activity, you're prone to get sick again. So in the same way, to be liberated from material existence, that's all right. Unless we practically engage in Krishna's service, then we're liable to, again, fall down into this material world. As is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, those who think that they are liberated, but they don't engage in the service, who are inimical to serve the feet of Krishna, they again fall down. So in other words, by theoretical knowledge alone, you cannot achieve the perfection of life. That has to be put into practice. That's true also of Krishna conscious knowledge. Just like we're sitting here and hearing some Krishna conscious knowledge. But that has to be put into practice. If we simply sit and discuss and very nice philosophy, but we don't do any activity for serving Krishna, means we didn't understand the philosophy. It's like chanting also. We're chanting. Chanting means, dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. If we're not enthusiastic to engage in service, then what is the meaning of our chanting? So someone who's enthusiastic to serve, they're getting the fruit of the chanting. In our Krishna conscious movement, we have a very nice program. In the early morning, absorbed in hearing and chanting. And during the day, many activities to serve Krishna. So hearing and chanting and what is called practical service, they complement each other. The sign that someone has realized or assimilated what they've heard is that they will serve Krishna very nicely. And again, someone who is serving very sincerely, then Krishna will bless them. So they'll get more and more realization from their hearing and chanting. So we offer our respectful obeisances to Shukadeva Goswami and to any great spiritual master who is absorbed in this transcendental knowledge. The duty of the spiritual master is not only to speak transcendental knowledge to the disciple, but to engage him in practical service also, so that he can realize that knowledge. If someone is not very enthusiastic to serve Krishna, it's not very healthy. Even if they discuss philosophy, they're not enthusiastic to serve Krishna, they'll have problems in devotional life. And even though they may become learned in the philosophy, most probably they'll concoct something or misunderstand. Not the enthusiasm by which in one day you become so enthusiastic, you do so many things, and then you become depressed and don't do anything for weeks. So steady enthusiasm can be maintained by a regulated program of hearing, chanting, and service. And then gradually realization will come. If a devotee is steadily engaged in Krishna's service, that in itself is a sign of realization. Hare Krishna. So, any questions? Give the mic.
If a devotee is not very well versed in philosophy, but he is nice at the Vamsa service, can he achieve success in devotional service?
By the service attitude, realization will come. Indeed, good service attitude is in itself realization. By study of all the Shastra, what is to be realized? That I am to serve Krishna. However, it is better to have good study of Shastra. Otherwise, even if we have basically a good service attitude, if we're not well versed in the Shastra, then we may have some misunderstanding. Study of the Shastra makes the mind strongly fixed in Krishna's service. Otherwise, we may be misled at any time. Another point is that this Shastra is none different from Krishna. So that is one way of becoming closer to Krishna, is to relish the Shastra, which is Krishna. Krishna can also be Krishna consciousness can also be relished by relishing the taste of the holy name, by serving the deities and in so many ways. But studying Shastra is something that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strongly recommended as one of the five principal activities of Krishna consciousness, studying Srimad Bhagavatam. So that should not be neglected. If some people are not, by nature, not very scholarly, still, they should try to study. By doing that, taste and understanding will come. Any other question?
Sometimes when you perform the same service for a long time every day, you start to look upon it as kind of a karmic job. How to keep the proper consciousness?
And therefore, we're hearing regularly. What are we hearing? How service to Krishna is transcendental. So we regularly have to hear to remember that what we are doing is service to Krishna. Just like you might be cleaning the floor every day, and you might think, why am I doing this? I could clean the floor in a factory and I'd get paid. I'm not getting any pay for doing this. But when you hear regularly, you realize that I'm cleaning the floor for Krishna. I'm so fortunate to have this opportunity. I've been cleaning floors in factories for millions of lives. Now I'm getting the chance to clean the floor for Krishna. So it depends on our consciousness. One who is in advanced consciousness, he's satisfied in his service. Not everyone's an advanced devotee. Therefore, we may vary the services just to give variety. At the same time, we should never think that what I'm doing is material.
You mentioned that reading Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the five basic activities of Krishna consciousness. What are they?
What are they? What are the basic activities? Okay, so who can say? One by one. Who can say one more? Say one at a time. Who can say one? No, I'm not going to ask Mukundananda. If he doesn't know, then we should all just, give up. If he doesn't know. You should also know.
To live in a holy place.
To live in a holy place, like Navarajna Chalmi. Prabhupada said that. Wherever the deity is installed, that's a holy place. So, to live in Navarajna Chalmi, in the temple of Krishna, that's one of the things. Then.
Chanting holy.
Okay, so we have three.
To associate with devotees.
Yeah, and? That I said.
To worship the deity.
Worship the deity. You should learn this. It's important. All right. Hare Krishna. That's all for now. We have a photographer. Last time I was here, we had a program in the public hall, and the Christian group was getting upset. What were they? Presbyterians? Or what were they? Can you remember?
Pentecostal.
No, something. Some Christians were getting upset, and they wanted to throw us out. So we were having a very nice kirtan, and the Christians didn't think it was nice. So there was a very nice scene with Hare Krishna Dasi and Vraja Yogini Dasi dancing together, looking very ecstatic. So I want to get some photos like that. Because every time in our Back to Godhead magazine, they show some nice photos of devotees dancing. I want to put that in. Jai! So can you do that? Maybe this evening when we have kirtan? Where's Vraja Yogini? We have to get them together. Does Hare Krishna Dasi have any announcement to make? I see she came in with some books. You want to do anything with those books?
She says now that she is distributing them. They buy small books for presents, birthday presents.
All the devotees here?
No, she's just telling me.
Oh, I see. She was distributing this morning?
No, she's been chanting.
She's been chanting.
She's just always carrying the books with her.
Right. It's good to carry books. You never know. There might be someone who will take it. It's good to always carry some books. Jai. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Alright. For your will alone.
She suggests that everyone present here, they come from different places, and they should take a vow to distribute at least one book a week to save the fallen souls.
This, and I was asking if she wanted to make an announcement. This is the right announcement. New Year.